Howdy, folks. I've got a good definition of reverse coordination. That's when the mother is in the kitchen sterilizing the baby bottles while baby is in the living room eating dirt out of the flower pot. This is Pat Buttram for Double Mint Chewing Gum, bringing you just entertainment. Well, like I said, this is just entertainment. Once in a while, I do throw in a tidbit of information. Like, for example, did you hear about how they are working out a way so you won't have to drive your automobile hardly anymore? The idea is, see, you'll drive your car onto one of these super-duper highways, and they'll press a button at some control tower, and zingo, your car gets its power right from the highway, and it steers it and everything. Your car goes at a fixed speed, and if the car ahead stops suddenly, well, you stop suddenly. And you save gasoline because the power comes from the highway some way. I forgot how, but... Anyway, I'm glad to hear about this way of motoring. Maybe now they'll stop blaming women drivers for everything that goes wrong. But hey, suppose the person in the control tower, you know, the one that runs the whole thing, pressing them buttons? Well, just suppose that should be a woman. Oh, quick, man, my smelling salts here. Paula Richards and the quartet, sing something, will you?
Hallelujah! I'm recalling times when I was small in light and free jubilee days. Old folks praying, everybody swaying, loudly I chanted my praise. How I sang about that judgment morn, and of Gabriel tooting on his horn. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaints, while I thought of saints. So I say to all who feel forlorn,
sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll shoo the blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest days. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away. Hallelujah.
Ah, when it comes to singing, I gotta hand it to Paula and the boys. And when it comes to chewing gum, you gotta hand it to Double Mint. And for several reasons, depending on when you chew it and what kind of helps you're looking for. Now, for example, if you're looking for something to refresh your mouth, well, just remember that delicious Double Mint flavor. It sweetens your breath and freshens your taste. And as for when, well, you can chew helpful Double Mint most any time. But you ought to always ought to be sure to chew it after every meal, remember. Because chewing Double Mint after meals, it's a wonderful help for digestion. But besides that, well, the natural, helpful chewing, it's so good for keeping your teeth clean. So that's a mighty important reason to chew Double Mint gum after every meal. Just keep it in mind, will you? Well, let's listen now to the Jack Halloran Quartet singing Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee.
songs of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Ah, oh, thank you, fellows. Mighty pretty. You know, Sheila, that's my wife, Mrs. Buttram. I know her pretty well, so I call her Sheila. She was remarking the other day how styles and gifts have changed. Now, for example, at Christmas, nobody gave her a pin cushion, a bookmark, or a shaving mug. Naturally, she wouldn't get a shaving mug herself. What she meant was that she wondered what's happened to shaving mugs with your name on it. You remember them? Well, it's nothing important, nothing to get in a lather about, I guess. But I do miss those pin cushions, though. Folks don't save pins like they used to. Seems like everybody's so prosperous now, they can't bother saving a little old pin anymore. I guess you remember back how men used to save pins and stick them back of the lapels of their coats. You could stop anybody on the street, just say, got a pen? They'd have one. Just like now, today, you say, got a match, usually. But they used to have pretty pens, red-headed pens and black-headed pens and any color you could think of. Today, about the only pens I see are when I get a new shirt. Oh, there's so many pins in a new shirt. I never find them all. Well, yes, I do. I usually discover the last pin when I've got the shirt on and sit down. Well, let's all sit down now and get happy and listen to today's Buttram Bonus. Yes, sir, it's Buttram Bonus time, and today it's a poem. Well, not exactly a poem, sort of a half-and-half poem. It's called, I Wonder What Happened to Sunday. I wonder what happened to Sunday. The Sunday like we had before. The Sunday that folks called the Lord's Day. Let's bring back that Sabbath once more. The Lord's Day, the Sabbath. Just thinking about it makes you feel better, doesn't it? It had kind of a special kind of quiet. Not the quiet of silence. It was more the quiet of peace. Even the footfalls of people passing by had a calm, respectful sound. In the morning, we went to church, everyone. There was Sunday school, then preaching, then home for Sunday dinner with chicken and dumplings and potatoes and squash and pie. And then Pa took a nap, and the children lazed around or read, and Ma, when the dishes was done, walked in the garden and thanked God for its beauty. And in the evening, as the shadows fell, we went to church again. And there was more preaching. Good, solid preaching with muscle in it. And after service, the women gathered outside and talked a spell. They talked about the church social they were planning and or how to help the family on the edge of town that was down on its luck. And the men folks stood together nearby, talking about crops maybe, or schools, or roads, or fixing up the parsonage. And the young folks sort of wandered off in pairs towards home, dreaming their dreams. You know what we do now on Sunday. We've made it a big day for play, a day when cars clog up the highways. Yes, it's very much different today. Remember to keep Sabbath holy. You've heard it said often before. I wonder what happened to Sunday. Let's bring back the real Sabbath once more. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Something for all of us to think about, I guess. Well, while we're thinking, we might as well listen to Happy Paula Richards singing a song for us.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I find more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. High, low, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not.
Well, I want you folks to know how much we all enjoy being with you each day with Just Entertainment. And I sure hope you like us, too. And if you get some delicious double mint the next time you're shopping, you can treat yourself to some taste enjoyment. That's healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. Well, this is Pat Buttram reminding you to be careful what you say, because a lie can travel around the earth and back again while truth is still tying its shoelaces. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.